I've got type 2 diabetes. Now, every diabetic will have a different story to tell, and my story will be different, not representative necessarily, but this is my story. Diabetes is a chronic condition. It's something that you have for life, for the rest of your life. We've always told, and this is true, that there is no cure, only control. So how was I diagnosed? Well, I remember it was just after my 50th birthday. I decided to go to see my GP. In fact, I saw a nurse because I was worried. There is a strong family history in my family, and I hadn't been tested for about 10 years. And I had symptoms. They were mild. They weren't the classic symptoms of thirst and tiredness, but they were there nevertheless, like I had vaginal thrush for ages and sometimes blurred vision. And also, whenever I got a cold, it wouldn't go away for a long time. So I knew something was not right. But obviously, I didn't really want to know. I remember she took a urine sample, and from the corner of my eye, I could see that the sample had gone black, very dark. And then she said, "Oh, this is not good." So I had a blood test for the fasting glucose blood test, and then what's called an HbA1c test, which measures your blood glucose over several weeks, which is a really good test. And I'm afraid the results were bad. I had, well, quite severe diabetes, which means I'd had it for several years before without being diagnosed, which is common. I really should have gone to be checked before, but because I didn't have the classic symptoms, I thought I was all right. The thing about it, because I have a strong family history of diabetes, I knew that I was at risk of it. And this prepared me, in a way, this prepared me to accept the diagnosis. So I was started on treatment immediately because the condition was quite serious. I was started on metformin, also blood pressure medication, but I was also encouraged to look at my diet. And I've been a vegetarian all my adult life, and I've always had a very healthy diet. However, I knew that I could cut down on sugars. So I went through every single food, including milk, cow's milk, looking at how much sugars they had. And I cut down drastically on the actual sugars, probably down to only about 20% of the sugars that I used to eat before. In terms of the main carbohydrate, I looked at all the carbohydrates I was eating and saw which one made my blood glucose rise, and so cut down on those drastically and kept the ones which don't let my blood glucose rise so much. But I also cut down on those gradually over the months and even over the years. I don't have a no-carb or extremely low-carb diet, but I have limited my carbs because I need to, otherwise the control is not good enough. In terms of the exercise, I've always done loads of exercise. I was a dancer in the past, professionally, very fit, martial artist. Now I work as a gardener. I do loads of DIY. I'm always landscaping. I cycle. I go on walking holidays. My fitness level are really good. and I sleep a lot. I look after myself. I don't smoke. I look after myself because my body is really important to me. So the main thing I could change, improve on, was the diet. When people say to me, "Oh, how do you control your diabetes? Do you control it with diet or medication?" I always say both. I control it with diet and medication, because without changing the diet, I know it would not be as controlled as it is now. Because of those changes I made, I did lose some weight. Not a lot, but some. And the diabetes control improved drastically and rapidly. I know I have to control this condition really well, because as it happens, I have what's called background retinopathy. Funnily enough, I didn't have it when I was diagnosed, but it developed since then. So even with good control, I know that the problem is still there. And retinopathy can develop and you become blind. I mean, my grandmother was blind when she died. And so I'm really aware that I have to control this well. But at the same time, I still have to live my life and enjoy it. So you develop all sorts of strategies. So diabetes has physical effects on our lives. Obviously, I've just mentioned retinopathy, and then there's always the worry of heart disease or strokes or problem with nerves. But the physical element is not the only one. There is a psychological effect as well, obviously. I mean, all conditions, all illnesses do. What's particular about diabetes is that it's very hard not to blame ourselves. Not to blame ourselves for having it in the first place, and also for not controlling it well enough, for not stopping the progression. So it's very hard not to blame ourselves, and also not to be defeated by this kind of progressive illness. And one has to remain positive. One has to have a very positive attitude to life. And I guess everybody being different, some people cope with it better than other people. But it's definitely a psychological burden that you have to deal with. There is a third burden, if you like, which is to do with society's perception of diabetes, type 2 diabetes I'm talking about. Because it's very much in the press and in people's mind at the moment to do with the obesity epidemic, that diabetes, type 2 diabetes, is described as a lifestyle condition, i.e. your lifestyle causes the condition. Therefore, you are responsible for getting it. I want to be blunt about this, because I feel quite strongly that for some of us, yes, lifestyle is the major cause of the illness, but for some of us, it's not. I always had an extremely healthy, physical, fit lifestyle and diet, and I'm still diabetic. The condition is complex and has many factors involved. For some of us, the genetic factors are very important. I mean, I have very strong family history from my mother's side, a grandmother, aunt, my mother, a cousin, all type 2 diabetics, and me. I'm also diagnosed with what's called metabolic syndrome, in the sense that I have three of the conditions which describe the problem. I have central obesity, as it's defined, I have high blood pressure, and I have insulin resistance. Now, about the central obesity, I have normal level of fats in my body, so I'm not overweight in terms of the fat levels. However, I've always had the fat in the center of my body more than on my hips or my bum. And why is it that some of us develop this type of central obesity, some of us develop high blood pressure and insulin resistance, whilst other people don't? There must be reasons for this. I mean, you suspect genetic factors, but there might be other reasons for this. So I wanted to sort of emphasize the fact that diabetes is a complex condition and it should not be judged simply by the question of lifestyle. When I was diagnosing, often after that, when people find out I'm diabetic, I say to them, my genes have caught up with me. It's a way of coping for me, but it's also the truth.